If I must boast, I would rather boast about the things that show how weak I am. Paul here is talking to the Corinthians about boasting. Boasting can be such a detrimental thing as Christians, because we're not supposed to be boasting about our successes, how great we are, and all those things. And Paul's writing to address it, and he tells the Corinthians in this verse, if I must boast, I would rather boast about the things that show how weak I am. That is so countercultural when people boast, and in the world, outside of Christianity, people boast. You only have to see on Instagram, on Twitter, people put in photos of how successful they are. Look at me, look how successful I am. But we all know that's just a photo, it's just a snapshot. We don't really know the truth. They could be successful, they could have just hired a nice car for the day. We just do not know. Some are true, some are not. But Paul says, you know, at the heart of being a Christian, it's not about boasting about the great things. You know, the great things are all from God anyway. God gives us those opportunity to do great things. And if we should boast in him and say, look what God has done. This is amazing. And Paul says, you know, if I must boast to anything, it must be about how weak I am, who I am as a person. I'm not that great. I've got my flaws. He goes on to say, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is worthy of eternal praise, knows that I am not lying. You know, and it feels like he's saying that to qualify, because most people won't say, why are you boasting about your weak things? No one ever does that. That's stupid. Why would you ever do that? And yet it's about humbleness, and we are called to be humble. We are gifted by God, that's for sure. We all have different gifts and talents, and we use them. But we must use them for his glory, not our glory. And when we have an amazing moment using our gifts, we should always point to God, who is the giver of those gifts, who enables us to use them through our talents and through working with the Holy Spirit. But we also must say, as people say, you know, that was great, what you did was brilliant, you know, it's thank you and praise God. But, you know, in our hearts, and if we have to say it as well, it's not, I'm not the perfect person. I'm not, you know, absolutely fantastic at this. The only way that I can do this is because God enables me. God has given me those gifts, and the Holy Spirit is with me. It always points back to God. It gives glory to him. And so we should boast in our weaknesses, because when we talk about our weaknesses and how God has helped us to live through those weaknesses, to overcome those weaknesses, it would always point back to him and keep us humble. The trouble is, you know, when we're using our gifts and talents for God's glory, it can just feel so great for us. We get such satisfaction from it. But then it starts turning inwards and not upwards towards him and outwards as testimony for him. It starts to turn into our ego, and we start building ourselves up and thinking it's all about us. And that's the fight, and that's a fight that Paul had, and that's a fight that we have. But let us understand and remember this, that if we boast, let's boast in our weakness and be so true that, as Paul says, God knows that we are not lying. We're not just saying it as lip service. We actually believe it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you give us great gifts and talents, and Lord, let that not go to our heads, but always be pointing to you and your glory. Amen.